Proclamation number 7678 of 20th of August, 1960. Admonition to humility. Recognize your weaknesses and try to counteract them by humbly submitting yourselves to me and asking for my grace, for help in spiritual adversity. For I will be close to the least if he, as the least of one, serves his fellow human being and helps him to his soul's salvation. The great will not always be the chosen ones, but only true humility will secure a person's calling, and therefore only a few people are chosen, although many are called to it. I.e., many people only needed to find their way into true humility in order to then also be chosen by me. But all people still have too much need for recognition. They want to stand out from their fellow human beings. They want to be noticed and thus, as it were, to stand out, and this already impairs true humility, which results in the receipt of unmeasured grace. But I leave every person his will. Only you should learn to recognize what is advantageous and what is evil for you. As long as a person deems himself small and unworthy, he will speak to me in spirit and in truth if he seeks prayer contact with me. And then my spirit can also flow into him, then I can bestow graces upon him without restriction. But if a person is noticed by his fellow human beings due to his ability to hear my voice within himself, his humility can easily change and give way to complacency, which is always a danger for the human being. And therefore you should always examine yourselves as to what moves you to communicate to your fellow human beings. You should know that every self-satisfied thought can grant my adversary shelter, and that you then prevent me myself from dwelling within you and addressing you. And you should be critical of yourselves. If you want to serve me in truth, for wherever you stay you must always pray to me in your quiet chamber and appeal to me for my spirit. And can you withdraw into your closet when you are in the midst of the world? When you are surrounded by people who are not all of the same mind and often only expect sensations? You should not forget for a moment that I hear the voice of a child who turns to me in thought and also answer it. But that I remain mute when an unfaithful feeling reveals the complacency of a person who indeed prays to me but not in spirit and in truth. First purify yourselves from this feeling and you will appear small and humble before me and not try to attract the attention of the world around you. And thus you can believe that I am indeed among you when two or three are gathered in my name. But that you have no guarantee of my presence where complacency, arrogance or spiritual arrogance deny me presence, and the door is now open to the adversary, who will indeed also present himself in the garment of light of an angel but will not give you words of truth and life. Humility of heart is the best test, for I give my grace to the humble. And you all have to test yourselves as to whether you have shaped yourselves into the right humility when you ask me for my word. Then you will also be able to be certain of my working. Then you will be addressed by me and receive strength and light according to your request. Amen.